KJR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It's the rematch we probably all saw coming. President Biden and former President Donald Trump hold dueling campaign events in Georgia, trading barbs as they now turn their focus toward the general election. Biden in Atlanta.
Here's the guy who's kicking off his general election campaign on the road up with Marjorie Taylor Greene. It can tell you a lot about a person who he keeps company with.
Trump in Rome, Georgia.
If you're a disillusioned Democrat, of which there are many today, I extend an open hand, an open invitation, and I ask you to join us on the noble quest of saving our country. Saving our country.
Trump's trip to Georgia comes as he seeks to clinch the GOP nomination, which he is expected to do Tuesday. Armed men broke into a boarding school in northwestern Nigeria early Saturday and took 15 children as they slept. That from police there, and it came about 2 days after nearly 300 other students were taken hostage in the conflict-hit region. Back here, a storm system which brought heavy rain and high winds to the southeast is now moving up along the east coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Horovec.
There'll be some high winds along the east coast. Areas that don't have any precipitation over the next 2 days, Sunday into Monday, are still be pretty windy, anywhere from New York City down to Washington.
The U.S. military sends its first equipment toward Gaza to build a temporary pier for humanitarian aid supplies.
U.S. Central Command says a logistics support vessel has embarked for the eastern Mediterranean carrying construction supplies. In his State of the Union address, President Biden announced the project, saying it was crucial toward the effort to help innocent Palestinian civilians caught in the crossfire in Gaza. Building the pier is one thing, but humanitarian supplies must still be offloaded onto trucks and then brought directly into Gaza. And that's why the U.S. has been urging Israel to expand entry points to allow more trucks inside. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
In 2 hours, it's daylight saving time when the clocks spring ahead.
The push ahead means a lost hour of sleep that can mean crankiness. It can also harm our health. Darker mornings and more evening light together knock the body clock out of whack. That means daylight saving time can usher in sleep trouble for weeks or even longer.
For the second year in a row, an Auburn University student connected on a long-distance shot, draining a length of the basketball court putt to win a car. Connor Boyle made the 94-foot putt, rolling a golf ball from one baseline and through a sign next to the opposite basket. He now gets a Toyota from a local dealership. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We did it. We made it to Saturday night in Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts here. Oh, special guest, M. Shell here, rocker. So excited to have her here tonight with us doing the local stuff.
Isn't that great? Madison. She came in here from Milwaukee. Yep. She's going to be taking over Max Inc. Heavy pretty soon. Oh. But she's going to be our co-host tonight because, of course, Terry Barr, she is down in Florida. Oh. And Jimmy, well, he had to take the night off tonight. But he will be, he'll be around later on for Max Inc. Heavy.
Nice, nice. And, you know, as just sort of the very first night jitters, you know, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been back in a while. I'm like, what are all these buttons doing? But, you know, I think we'll have M. Shell tell us a little bit about some of our great sponsors here on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. And also you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. We're also sponsored by Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at lazyoaflounge.com.
You know, I was over there, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago. And the food is great.
At the Yolf?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Wood-fired pizzas, their wings.
Their wings, yes.
Their wings are
good.
When
they go
good.
By, you're like, oh, my. Order me another dozen wings.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a double shot. Well, first, you know, Rocker, tell us a little bit about what's going on. Because I walked in tonight, and I was like, hold on. This is the lineup for tonight? Holy cats, right? Just really quick, and then we're going to do our double dip.
Bob Queen, Mickey's Sunshine, Nestor, The Flavor That Kills, Live in the Lair with Civil Engineers, and Acoustic Quartet, and then Max Inc. Heavy, 10 to midnight.
Oh,
is that the quick version
wanted? That is exactly what I wanted, because I wanted to be excited about it.
All right, I'm excited.
I wanted to get them excited about it. Now, Mascot Theory, they have a brand new song that dropped, Andromeda, wherever you get those digital media things. We're going to hear it. Well, I'm going to hear it for the first time on Max Inc. Radio. I'm sure you guys have been playing it all over the place, right? Michelle, have you heard this one?
I have not, actually.
I love the Mascot Theory. Two in a row, right here, Saturday night, on Max Inc. Radio.
A tidal wave of feelings rushing like a sea of worry. Beneath me, there's a subtle breeze, a transcendental healing that comes from being loved. How did you get this far? Lost among the stars, not knowing where you are. But when you're coming home, you're a distant galaxy. Nowhere close to me, but you don't have to be out there on your own, on your own. If I could find your constellation, I'd set my destination for the deep space in your eyes. And I I'd build you a great city and point out all the beauty in every sign of life. How did you get this far? Lost among the stars, not knowing where you are. But when you're coming home, you're a distant galaxy, nowhere close to me. No, you don't have. Black hole coming and you can't turn away. Send out a message and I'll be on my way. There's a black hole coming and you can't turn away. Send out a message and I'll be on my way. How did you get this far? Lost among the stars, not knowing where you are. When you're coming home, you're a distant galaxy, nowhere close to me. But you don't have to be out there on your own. On your own.
The Double Dip tonight, Mascot Theory, brand new stuff from them. Now, this is one of my favorite ones. Best is yet to come on Max Inc. Radio.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. Roundabout journeys that end with a start. Storing up karma through to be done, soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view, and I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Just trying to find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust, like a shiny new metal that reflects and it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. That stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but it won't give up the war. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. Is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, and all this local stuff is brought to you by one of our sponsors, like, you know, M-Shell knows all of our sponsors. She knows them personally, and she's going to tell us about them right now.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com.
He was just in here, last week when I was here. See, my timeline is very different than your timeline. Yeah, it was great to meet him. I had never met him in person. And, you know, if I buy a house, I'm going to call him. Yeah, I'm going to do it, Rocker. It's going to happen.
He's great.
He is great.
He knows everything. He's one of the top real estate agents in the city.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And I walked by his office over there on Atwood Avenue, you know, just the other day. I was going over there for some tacos.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're thinking of Weikert.
Oh, geez.
Weikert is over there.
I walked by that.
That's
office,
my office.
But that's your office.
Oh, that's right. Geez. And you got him mixed up. Aaron Weber, he's out on, you can see him on the Beltline.
There you go.
That's where I always see his truck. The Aaron Weber.
Exactly. Now, see, now I got my things uncrossed. But they're both sponsors. You can see my confusion. Hey, Rocker, so tonight, lots of stuff going on. First, I saw Bob come in. I was super excited. He's like a rock star whenever he walks in.
That's true.
He's been doing so much stuff.
Yeah. But first,
yeah.
Let me just backtrack a little bit. We just heard a bunch from the Mascot Theory, did we not?
We did.
And they are actually going to be live in the Lair coming up soon. But you can see them out on the town. And the Mascot Theory is with Ghostland Radio, April 27th. let's see. And actually, I'm here on Facebook, yeah. Right? Miles Nielsen and the Mascot Theory, they're playing together Saturday, March 4th. That's at the Gibson Music Hall in Appleton.
Yes.
And May 3rd, they're also with Miles Nielsen and the Mascot Theory at the High Noon Saloon. So those are two shows to really watch out for. Yeah. And they'll also be at the Main, an event space. Where the heck is that? Oh, goodness. Well, so anyway, Mascot Theory, they're coming up live.
Yeah.
Make sure you go out and see them.
You know, they've got the new track they just dropped, which is fantastic. Love to hear that. And a whole bunch of new tunes are coming our way really soon. They've been looking to do a new record. So they've got a lot of stuff worked up, and they're starting to go in the studio and do all the recordings. And then, the band has just been fantastic. Just really top-notch stuff when you see them live. So I'm really excited to go out there and do some more live stuff right here around town, right? And then what else is going on today?
All right, here we go. For the show tonight,
yes.
Bob Queen. He is here from the sessions at McPike Park. We're going to be talking to him about all the highlights, what's going on, what inspired him to make this crazy festival here in Madison. Mickey Sunshine, Chris and Andrea DiBernardo, they just got married, and we're going to hear about Mickey Sunshine has a show coming up at the High Noon Saloon. Nestor is here tonight.
Nestor.
They just joined up with Shondell Marks from Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets.
Yes.
We're going to hear from them. They have a show, and that's going to be coming up with The Flavor That Kills, and we'll have them in the studio as well to hear about their release, and they have a red vinyl coming out. And then Live in the Lair, Civil Engineers, it's an acoustic quartet. Yes, and we have some very special stuff going on. And then Max and Kevy, 10 to 12 tonight, including Essential, Last Crack at 11.
So much stuff going on. Max Inc. Radio tonight. Stay tuned. M-Shell, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
She's big smiles. She can't wait.
Girls, we just love to cry. Out here playing victim all the time. With a body like this, it's no surprise. Took me too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this way. I said it's easier for me to take.
easier for me to tell you how I feel, how I feel. I know when and I'll send you into outer space. Easier for me, easier for me to hide my shame. But loving you, baby, was my only mistake.
Fat Function on Max Inc. Radio. Next show, 4-6, right here in Madison. We'll be right back. Welcome, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music and rocker. They are doing live stuff all over town.
They are. Yeah. Rob, they are coming to the Majestic Theater here in Madison Saturday, April 6th. That's going to be with the Dem Test Faye. And then Fat Function, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band. Oh, they're going to be at the Vivarium on Farwell in Milwaukee on June 1st. And we were just finding out that the Vivarium, it's a new club, and it's part of the Pabst Theater Group. So the Riverside, the Pabst, and now the Vivarium. I'm very excited to go see a show there. It sounds really awesome, man. Fat Function.
Yeah.
Wow, they're an amazing band. So that'd be a great show.
Yeah, I cannot wait to get over to Milwaukee and do more live stuff. Speaking of live stuff, we're going to talk to Bob Queen in just a couple minutes. Sessions at Mick Park. And I love whenever they do, what did I say, Bob? Did I say something?
McPike Park.
McPike Park. Forgive me. What? Oh, I'll even turn on your mic, Bob. There you go.
Named after Milk McPike.
There you go.
Used to be a left tackle for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow, no way. I did not know that.
You could take care of the kids, that's for sure.
Wow.
So we'll be talking to Bob right after the break. And also, we've got a couple other live things going on tonight. Civil Engineers, they're going to be live in the lair tonight. Also, who else, Rocker?
The Flavor That Kills, Nestor, and Mickey Sunshine, working backwards.
So much live stuff happening. Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. More coming up right after this. Rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
In a world where nothing makes sense anymore, see a movie about a time-traveling soldier who's half human, half zombie, and she's the only one who can stop the apocalypse. The movie, A Time to Die, was shot in Madison and will premiere on Friday, March 29th at Overture Center for the Arts. For ticket information, search for A Time to Die on Facebook.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
Well, the old dog sometimes gotta learn a brand new trick. If Rover don't roll over, he might end up on the short end of the stick. Working out so well for me today.
Spanish Boys on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
They sound great.
Don't they?
I ought to hire them someday.
Thanks, Rob. You know, Pike Park in Madison is located in the Capital East District of Madison, tucked in between East Washington and Willie Street. The park was renamed in 2018 after the longtime East High School principal, Milton McPike. McPike Park features a skate park, really nice bathrooms, and music festivals. One such music festival taking place every summer for more than a decade is the Sessions at McPike Park and is put together by longtime festival organizer Bob Queen. Here to tell us about the upcoming concert schedule that happens June 14th through the 16th and then again August 8th through the 11th is Sessions at McPike Park founder Bob Queen. Bob, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, Rocker. It's great to be here. Michelle, I'm meeting you for the first time. This is the first time you've been here.
So, it is, yeah. First time for me.
You're doing a great job, I want to say.
Thank you.
Now, Bob, you just you travel a lot for music and culture, and you just got back from a recent trip. Where have you been recently?
Well, I've got offices all over the world, and this recent one, Playa del Carmen, is my winter office with a stay in Havana for a week. So that's where I met my wife in Havana. So
really?
We have great musical ties there, so that we've presented a lot of the great bands from Havana and throughout the island. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, did you have a good time?
Terrific. You know, Cuba's not known for its food. You know, they had state restaurants that were horrible, and then they're just starting to reestablish their chefs are coming back in. But they had a glut of lobster tails, door-to-door salesmen coming, every restaurant, every...
So tough.
So that was our fallback. It was a great lobster for $4. So
wow.
Lobster tail.
Hey, Rob, you got to book some. We got to have an American Girl store down there, huh?
We got to get down there, yeah, for
You're
sure.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they had internet in our apartment for the first time, so you guys could broadcast from our balcony, I bet you.
Jimmy, did you hear that? He can do a remote show. Bob, before we get into the music sessions, tell us a little backstory about yourself. I mean, how did you get involved with music? I mean, do you play any instruments? What?
No, not really, but... You know, I came to Madison. We were goat farmers, and we had the largest dairy goat hard cheese producing cooperative in the nation.
Really?
Milking by hand back in the, that must be 50 years now. And it's still in production. That's what I like about it.
Wow.
So we came into town. We had no extended family, so we moved into town where we had kids getting to the point where they needed more supervision than we could provide for them. And... We came and we're living on Williamson Street in front of the Broome Street Theater, and you know, from our bucolic farm to the CC Riders had their offices. Right.
Yeah.
So we got used to that, and that was just white noise, and it was great. You know, we enjoyed being in town, and then there was a problem with our school. They were going to close our school down, and so we got involved. And we won the war for keeping the school open, and we've done that three times. And we wanted to celebrate, and so the Marquette Waterfront Festival was our celebration. And I knew one band in the whole state, Chris Plata. I had seen him. I was the DNR photographer, and I went over and Wisconsin Public Radio had a geodesic dome, and there was this young guy singing La Bamba, and I said, I'm going to hire that guy someday. So this is 40-some-odd years later, and I have hired him every year just because he's a great person, a great performer. Because of our Cuba experience, because of not much knowledge of music, you know, I went to Woodstock, so I know everybody who played at Woodstock and nobody beyond there. You know, the farming, we had WDMP, I think, so we would go to the county fair and have country western stuff like that. So I had to establish... a knowledge of music and start with local bands and the best of the locals, Clyde and I think Harris Lemberg and
Clyde Stubblefield. You mean.
Clyde Stubblefield. He needs a last name in this thing.
No.
Well, we are statewide, so we need to keep our listeners who are listening around the state.
The Clyde Stubblefield from the James Brown band, and we built from that, and then. A friend had a Cuban band, was playing, I think, I think, like the Club Tavern. I think a legendary Cuban band, and I heard that, and I got in touch with him. And then the next year, we had an 11-piece Cuban band playing on our stage, and so that was the first international experience. But we started small because that Yajara Place Park was the neighbors had kicked out a Tai Chi class. You know, if you can't tolerate a Tai Chi class, well, what wow. can you tolerate
yeah,
me?
Right?
All right, so we started small and had kids games and had I think a clown, Bob Kahn, and then next year it was 2 days, and then we were starting to figure things out, and we had Orton Park Festival was part of the Marquette Neighborhood Association reach, so we worked there, and it was about to close the Orton Park Festival, and before I left, it was 4 days of great music and Cyclopean aerial dance, and so you know we were getting to know what we were doing, and we went to the McPike Park. I was on the committee that was, it was the Urban Open Space Committee. So it was just a big improved landfill. So we had a festival, the first La Fête de Marquette, on an improved landfill cap, you know, and we were. That's the landfill. Stopping so much.
So Bob, tell us about the sessions at McPike Park. So I'm actually not familiar. So two different weekends over the summer?
Yeah, the first great comedian Mary Mack from up north who's just been on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and she books the bands, and she takes care of the music. And we have a great choreographer that books the dancers, and I book the music. And this year we have the first night we have the Crib Shitters. Can I say that on this? I'm gonna get back in there. Okay, and Shamar Allen and the Underdogs from New Orleans, and Chuck Prophet and the Mission Express from the Mission in San Francisco as an opening night. Then the second night, and we partner with six now. The second one is Centro Hispano. We have a very great Latin influence, and we have a band, an all-star band with Ricky Martin's Cuatro player and a band called Making Movies, and a great Colombian singer, and a horn section now. So that's going to be the featured band there. So.
And I noticed on the website that there is plenty of local music at these sessions. We're here in the studio with Bob Queen, organizer of sessions at McPike Park. I saw Dana Perry, Poopy Costello, Mama Dig Downs, Joel Patterson, Jane Hobson, The Big Payback, Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and even Paul Sebar from Milwaukee. You really have a lot of people coming in.
That's the first 3 days. We have Buffalo Nichols, if you know him. Yeah. If you've heard him, he's just amazing. He's from Milwaukee, and his blues styling is terrific. And I have friends that I just was with from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and they said he was just the killer act, and he just really impressed everybody. So that's a great first weekend. So the pursuit of happiness within our reach, I think. So it's our inalienable rights.
Well, the McPike Park sessions are coming to Madison June 14th through 16th, and then again August 8th through 11th, featuring local, national, and international music. But let's talk about the community involvement for a second. How does sessions at McPike Park participate in community building and the social and economic sense?
Well, we have six partners, all doing great work throughout the city. We have the Centro Hispano, as I mentioned, the Urban League, WRT-FM. We have the Center for Immigration Law. We have the Native Food Network. And, I think that's the six of them. But and the the Friends of Ukraine Madison. They just got their 501c3. So, and we have their the Ukrainian restaurant is going to be vending there. The touch of Ukraine.
I've heard about that restaurant. It looks really good from the internet. I got to get in there.
Yeah. Well, we've had Daka Braka, the great the voice of the resistance, 7 times. We signed them in Greece at the World Music Expo. And we just had him last November for Full House at the Capitol Theater. So something we're very proud of, fundraising for that, while our Congress is sitting on their hands. I don't want to say anything.
Well, the McPike Park Sessions, once again, coming up in June, then again in August. And Bob, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it. How can people get the full schedule online and keep up with what's going on with the pursuit of happiness?
Okay. Sessions at McPike.org. The at is not a symbol. It's the AT. Sessions at McPikePark.org. And we have a web face event page. And there's plenty of stuff out there. But avoid everything that doesn't say official. Because there's some unofficial people.
Oh, boy. Unofficial.
You know, when you get hacked, you might as well get hacked by people from Pakistan and recruiting for Al-Qaeda. But other than that, we're doing great.
Oh, my. All right. Well, search out the McPike Park Sessions on Facebook, and you can find them online. Get the full schedule. One of the bands playing at McPike Park Sessions is Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and you can catch them at Opie Brewing Company in Milwaukee on Thursday, March 14th, and the Showboat Saloon in Wisconsin Dells on Sunday, March 17th. Right now, home is anywhere you go. This is Frank Bush and the Names on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thanks for listening.
Not a port in the storm, she's the ocean in the morn. She's the wave that's carried me away. She's the sky late at night, both dark and shining bright, with a moon to help guide the way. She's the strength in the sway, magic in the way that a tree bends but doesn't break in the breeze. She's the rock on which I have built, the life in which I live. She's the heart and soul of the family. You're still lying next to me. Hard to tell if it's real or just a dream. It's a gift, this I know, and I won't forget to show. The best way to give thanks is down on one knee. Time is all that we have, so I pray the Lord.
You're the only
Frank Martin Bush and the Names right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this amazing local music is brought to you by our sponsors. Like
Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side and making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus a sample of local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com.
And also,
Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know, I love Sal's pies, too.
They're so good.
Oh, they're so tasty. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. We are local music. Convoy now.
Something lost in these hills. She won't find nothing except desperation and pills. She once ran a shop full of moonstone and soul. Her boyfriend ran from cops and sold her soul for dope. On my lawn, her daddy tell me, son, she been gone so long. When your heart gave out. Something, something lost in these hills. She only found sorrow, little things to kill. And if I was her man and she was my girl, I'd let her down easy from the weight of the world.
Baby, ready to go. It is what it is, it is, baby, I don't know. Going with the mouth of the world, run the world, who you want me to say?
listening to Max Inc. Radio. Up next, The Rascal Theory. This is Gypsy Blues. Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? Created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.